had this fundamental issue of, is there an issur of malabe without water? So, it's an excellent question. Tosfos out of Kuf Mem Zayin and Aleph seems to say, no. How can there be an issur of malabe without water? I'm not to this of Pirish Rach Minatal Shalom, the Hainu Kibus, the Libun, Chayimus. I will be near Mina Ofo, in the Pirish Bekuntus. Hey, near she is Shakli, why not? Why not Libun? Either there was dirt or dust and he got rid of it. There it is. There was no water. No water, finished. That's what it says. So, Rashi, of course, says, Amanat, at least I'm in our offer, is Chayav Katas, this Zehu Libuna, it is Libun. Says Rebbe Vega, look back at Kuf, Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph, Rashi, Rebbe Fenim, and Tzorachi. Take a look. Kuf, Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph, Rashi, Rebbe Fenim, towards the very bottom. The Mukha Milsa, the Skuzik, Lis Chazuye, Kimalabe, Umalabe, Mamish Lohavi, the Enos and Shamayim. So Rashi spells it out. Malabim is with water. Won't use with water. So the question becomes, Rashi himself says in Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, there could be malabim without water. Menami Avak. That was the question which we discussed. So we saw an answer from the Sefer, the Sif Chaim. He wanted to suggest a big kiddush. Oh, it's even here. Let's just review it briefly. If we can get to. Thank you. To put it up, right? We should really look at it. I didn't bring it in today. I don't remember what page it was on. I don't remember at all. Okay. Let's see. Kuf Lamed Gimel. I wasn't off by too much. I have to push how much you have to add. Yeah. Add probably 30 pages. So let's try this. If it works. We shall see. It's not working, so that takes care of the problem. So he says that Yisod, that the Av Malacha, this is according to the Rambam, is Malabe. Malabe means literally to whiten. Oh, we're out. Okay. To whiten. So to whiten something, that is really the Av Malacha. And there's a concept of a Mechadish something which is brand new. And that concept of being brand new, that's the Yisod of the Gemara of Kuf Mem Zayin and Adala from both sides. Something which is brand new. That's what the Gemara is over here. Chadati. That's to be chadati. Because you're being mechadish it. That it should look brand new. But once it's not brand new anymore, there's no violation at all according to his understanding of the Gemara over here on the Kuf Mem Zayin and Adal. And therefore, in the Kuf Mem Aleph and Adal, it's not brand new. It's an ancient garment. It has some tears to get rid of it. No water. It's mutter. Aye, the Gemara Kuf Mem Zayin and Adal. So look at the very last line of Kuf Melam and Aleph. Hasam Mirzi ki olude chivra. Again, I ask the question, what are you giving birth? What's olude chivra? The answer is, it's you bring it back to its original form of being white. That's why there could be an Isser over here on Kuf Melam and Aleph, even in the absence of water. Truth be told, there's another way to get out of this Gemara. On Kuf Melam and Aleph. Why? Because on Kuf Mem and Aleph, the Gemara, what's the case over here? Malikis kuse kitnisa bishapta. Right? What's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? So Rashi explains, Chaluk sona shel pishna shenis kapsa. It was laundered with water. Rehi kosher. Umishafsha ben shtei odav imis rachacha. Afalimen shel amatzal idei hashifshu. Oh, so one could argue the reason why there's an Isser over here on that Kuf Mem and Aleph is not, as we said until now, because he's just making it whiter and newer. No, water. But there is no water. Well, there was water. What you're doing now is the completion of a process which began with water. That's what the first one suggests. So there are two different ways to explain the Gemara on that Kuf Mem and Aleph, either because it's brand new, or Lude Chivra, so it's comparable in that way to Kuf Mem Zayin and Aleph. Well, no, there's water. There was water. You know, this is now, there's no water right now at this stage, but it is a continuation of a process which began with water. That's how we began this discussion, Rabbi Osai, with an analysis of what's the av malacha of malabein, what's considered to be a tolda. Fine. And this time we went against the bialacha, not me, this is a sivchaim. Bialacha said a kash against the taz. The taz says you're allowed to take a fingernail and get rid of the stain of mud. So the bialacha asks against this gemara. Ubevadai, we saw, lo gara mikiskusei sudra. He said according to the sivchaim, it is gara. It is gara, it's mamish gara, because it doesn't make it new. Here it made it new, and there it didn't make it new. Fine. So far, so good. Okay. The second thing we spoke about, Rav Osai, was the Tosfos, and I've kufed out from the base. The question of derech lichluch and a clean garment. We spoke about that at some length. And the question was, are these independent violations, or criteria, I should say, or do you mix in the idea of having kavanah? So I wanted to show you a very interesting line in the Sefer HaTrumah. Everyone quotes the Sefer HaTrumah, but what most of us don't bother looking inside. Let's look into the Sefer HaTrumah and see what it says. This would be... I think. Truma. I found a remarkable, apparent contradiction, which I want to resolve you together this morning. Called Dinei Schita. Watch this. Oh, watch. The Mahoya Lichluch ala Begat Asim and Atora, beaten of Mayim, the Shiyasu del Kibuso. Look what he says carefully. Kevin Shiyash Shom Lichluch, Vigam Miskabein Lichapso, Ben Yazel Ashok Mayim Olaf, Damchat. Seems to me that he's saying that the Isim and Torah when? If you have two strikes, two negatives. Number one, there is lichluch. And number two, vegam, you have kavana to launder it by putting the water there. What's the contrast? Avalim lohoya notif ala beged. Vegam loyam iskavin lo lechabes ha beged lalab noisin ismaim olo. Ein kanisakibus v'liva v'shri yazu. In order to be matured, what does he require? Two positives. This is in fact quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Open the Mishnah Berurah. He quoted this from the Sefer HaTrumah. This is the quote, an accurate quote. Simon Shin Beis. We find the Mekilim who say, when there's no lichluch, there's no din of shiyaso ukibusa. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in Sifkot Memvot Vida the Mechave Benesina Samayim Lechapso Afilu B'mayim Mu'otim Osir Ken Ruchach Behedi B'Sefer Shuma. You saw it. You saw it in the original. The fact that there's no dirt won't help. He's correct. That's the sefer. What about the resha? Where he requires two negatives to be chayef. So my best answer to this, you follow what I'm saying? Steam and a bay from one line to the next. Let's get the following answer. To be a isa do raisa, it's only if you have both negatives. There's dirt, and you're mechavin, when you soak in the water, it's going to cleanse it. To be mutter, mama, she need two positives. Should be no dirt, and you shouldn't have a mind to cleanse it. But the two in-between cases, obviously. Where there is dirt, you don't have intention to cleanse it. Or there's no dirt, and you do have a tenure to cleanse it. We'll come to that discussion in a minute. What that means, no dirt. How you kind of clean it, no dirt. But it may be. So therefore, Rabosai, if either of those two cases, the way I read the Sefer Truma, we need to the Rabbanan. Follow me? That's how we're going to, otherwise how do you reconcile the theory of Minei Obey? Okay, just wanted to bring this to your attention, just starting out. Okay? Okay, fine. But once again, you see over here the idea of Kavana mixing in somehow or other into the issue of whether you say Shiyosas of Kibusa. If you look at our Tosis, never said a word about that. Our Tosis said, at least at the beginning, I think with two Tewutzin, the first Teretz is what? Is, if there's no dirt, it's Mutter. No condition about having Kavana, nothing is mentioned. And the second Teretz, which we attribute to Rabbeinu Tam, is Derech Lichluch. Once again, the Derech Lichluch, he doesn't say anything about Kavana. However, Rabbi Osai, at the end of our Tosis, let's take a look again. Rabbi Osai, the end of the Tosis, Kufir Alf Mabez. End of Tosis. What does it say? So we had the first Teretz, which is the Re, that if it's clean, there's no Tipas Dam, it's Het Degam. And then the Tam said, no. See, we saw the Sefer Yashi. He didn't say Derech Lichluch, he said Lichluch. You see how accurate this is? This is it. He's going to say Yashi verbatim. Lichluch. We all call it Derech Lichluch, but if you look at the original source, the Rosh Hashanah time was Lichluch. It means Derech Lichluch. Okay? Fine. So if you go into the, with your clothes into the water, it's, here's the word, Derech Lichluch. Below, Derech Mikoya. Get an impression from this, it's more of a function of the nature of what you're doing. That, not so much the fact of what's getting cleaner, it's getting dirtier. Just it's a question of the nature of what you're doing. Adkan, part one of this issue of this part of Tosis. Good? So far, so good. 2 day roots. Now, the coda, the very end of Tosis, is a specific shiloh. Tinok made his garments dirty with meraglayim. Don't put water. That should be obvious, right? Because this is, there is something which is not clean, namely the meraglayim. Your intention is to clean it. I would say it's also called the re-enemain atan. That's what I would have said. But then they found muga, right? The pianoshim, this is apparently some kind of a Kabbalah. We didn't find the Farish in our Sefer Yosha. Rabbeinu Tam is matir, even in this kind of a case. Why? Derech lichluch. Kidei shetuchal lispala l'varech. Because there are halachas which prevent you from davening if there's meir aglam and a beggar in front of you. And the Ri asks the kasha, what do you mean? You have kavana l'tara lichluch. But derech l'chitza v'liv would have a zekinuch. It's not derech lichluch. It's a fight. Is this derech lichluch? Or is it not? What the machlok is a metzius? What kind of fight is this? So the presumably the answer is that we saw in the Rosh in Yuma, we saw the Rosh in Yuma yesterday. See it again today, because every time you see a safer, it makes you smarter. Lush it inside. Watch. Yesh of damo dava maluchloch shiyasu kibusa. That's the read. My baggage hush. Oh, here's a chiddush. Chiddush number one. My baggage hushchar machmas levisha o tashvish. There's no dam on it. There's no mud on it. There's no so on it. It's just it got dirty. Rabbi Osai, we all have different habits how long we wear our shirts. When you take your shirt off, you'll all take your shirt off to come and shower. So tomorrow you take off your shirt, look on the collar. Look on the collar. You'll see. It's like they say the Vilna Gaon, he put on a shirt on Shabbos and it was clean the whole week because he never sweated. It was a tzaddikus at all. But we're not the Vilna Gaon. You take off your shirt tomorrow, you'll see the collar is not as crisp and as white as it was when you put it on. If you tell me not that way, I'll give you more greater respect. Okay. So it's that's what the Rush calls Hushcha Machas Levisha Tasha. It gets a little bit that's not even considered for this purpose to be in the category of Tinuf. Vakolshkein, love and Lagamri, totally white. What are you putting the water for? Ain't enough Tinuf at all. El Sharotza Lalabno Yoser. Get an impression from here that this thing called white on white. Get even whiter. What? It's white, they make it even whiter. Get an impression because the end of them itself. Make it whiter and whiter and whiter. I don't know how far you go with that. But you make white into whiter. You don't say Shosu Kibusa. We'll come back to that. Rabbi Natan says Derech Lichluch. Different part. Alright? Go in the water, in the river, and the Derech Nikon Valibun. Because El Arol, Pama, watch this now. Mislach Lechim B'mayim. He has a different verb. Most of the time you go into the river, you're going to get more, you're going to get dirty, not clean. The garment's going to get dirty, not clean. I guess they go to the Mississippi, a lot of mud. But going to the clean Hudson River that we have now, it's going to be different. Don't know. But he says most of the time you get dirty. And then in the case of the Tino, a bit Thomas Matir. The Einam is Kavenes, El Levatel Meraglayim, the Hetuchel is Spalad. That's his answer to the kash of the Ri over here. Yeah, I agree, there's no machlokas in Mitzias. It's a machlokas in there. We all agree. Miskavenes, the Tara, Lichlich. It's all true. But since the Rabbeinu has answered before, they should tuchal this follow the Levarech, the Rosh is emphasizing that is called Derech Lichlich, even though you have a halachic reason to want to be able to daven. It's not physical, it's halachic. So it's still considered to be Derech Lichlich, and then Rabbi Yuri says, no. No, what the halacha doesn't count. Halacha said if it's dirty, merik lime, you can't daven. That's also called dirty. You get rid of that. That's also considered to be derech nikayim. Oh. So Rabbi Osei, I have the following question to ask you. Rabbi Natan presumably argues in the Ri. That's a presumption. In what case does he argue? In the case, Rabbi Osei, of Hushcha Mapas Levisha, he says, then you say that Liban is prohibited, Shriya is prohibited. Or should you say, even in the case of love and Lagamre, maybe even there he asks it. Well, how'd you learn? You saw the rush. How'd you learn? Rabbi Natan rejects the Ri. That's the assumption. He came before the Ri, but he rejects the throw of the Ri. You can't just because it's clean, it wouldn't be Derech Lichluch, it would be prohibited. Right? So the question that becomes, he asks it anyway. Clean, love and Lagamre, he asks that too? Well, he only asked in the first case of Hushcha Machmas Levisha. How'd you learn? And think about it. Okay. Think about it. Why is this relevant? I don't want to give away comic attractions for next week. Who in this room wears contact lenses? Soft or hard? Soft. I think hard is out of style. Yeah, now, do you put your contact lenses into solution on Friday night?
No, but only because I've heard of this. Yeah.
How about you? You do. Huh? The whole world does. This man is machmir because he heard that some people are machmir. Okay. Another question. It's very important. I'm told that there are two kinds of solutions you can put your contact lenses into. Ones which are cleansing solutions. One is a simple saline solution to keep it soft. Is all those facts correct? They're still correct from 2014? You don't even know.
Yeah.
They give you a solution. You know what?
I think it's a simple saline.
You have simple saline as far as you know? What do you have?
I mean, I think the majority. I wear daily contacts, so it's not so.
You throw them out?
Yeah.
You throw yours out? Oh.
I've seen, I think most of them are cleansing, unless you specifically go for saline.
Do you know what you have? That's very important. He uses it every single night. He doesn't know what's in it. Tonight, you go home and see what it says. And come back on Sunday and tell me. This is a very serious problem. Unless the dailies are now becoming more popular, everyone throws them out.
I don't know. I think a lot of people still use weeklies or monthlies.
Okay. So we have to tackle this question. I see most people either are wearing plain glasses like the old days, or Bochum are blessed, they don't need glasses. Okay. Oh, sure. But we still have a couple of Talmidim who have for this room is relevant. And the Rebbe Yashiv has a line I believe he thinks, and I'm not sure, maybe only as an Ulai, that perhaps even those who disagree with the Ri and say that there's an issue of Shirasa of Kibuso without Tino, without Dam, without Soa, without Tit, they may agree Lakula if it's love of Lagami. So you'll see what he says in an amazing tshuva he has, that David's only mutter to put the lens into solution, or into water even, saline solution, if it was totally clean, or as totally clean as we can make it, before Shabbos. That's a chiddush to me. It's a chiddush lekula based on a chiddush lechumra. But you know, Rav Yosef the God of Ador. So we have to see what he says. That's why I wanted to ask you how you read the Rosh. No one gave an answer. So you're not, you didn't take a side for my pshat and Rav Yosef or against. So you look at it again, you tell me how you think. It's unclear. To me, it's unclear because there's no way to know from my reading how much he's arguing on the read. I couldn't tell. Okay, keep this in mind. This is important for that. We'll hold off on the contacts till next week. I think it's a very important discussion. Very important. Okay. Now, fine. So having said all this, we have to understand that although there are two terutzim here in Tosis, Rabosai, I showed you yesterday two additional terutzim in the Tosfos Yishonim. Let's review it again. How do we get that again? It's a separate, it's like a Rishon?
Yeah, it's a Rishon.
Rishon. So there's a Rishon. Tosfos Yishonim, correct. Only two Masechtos, look at that. It's easy to find. I'm going to show you again. We saw this yesterday, talked to Chazar a little bit today. Same Charlotte, going to the water, how do you do it? What happened to Din Shiyosa Kibuso? Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What happened to it? Of course, Kufman Beis and Midbeis. Ein Loma de Stam Begodin Lav. Oh, boy, again. Ze Ein Loma. Wait, hold on a second. Ve Ein Loma. That's the Sugi is talking about leather Begodin. You don't say Shiyosa Kibuso. Ein Loma. Why? The Stam Begodin Lav. I told you yesterday, somebody's Ein Loma and someone else is Yesh Loma. By now you probably guessed who the Yesh Loma is. We'll see soon. Because the Arayim was a very early Rishon. Tosfos Shamdam, somebody actually quotes the Arayim. In Masechta Yuma. Quotes of Lezim Emitz and a few Dapim later and the different matters. So obviously he had the Arayim in front of him. I guess what he liked it, he quoted it by name. What he didn't like it, he just said Ein Loma. He wanted to be respectful, you know. So he gets two Terutzim. First, sounds like the Re. Dam, Tino, right? Here, yeah, but like, Shocha, Shenil Bashbo, all over the Gamre. That's the first Teretz. This Tovah is nothing new. This is the same Teretz we saw in the Tosfos and in the Rosh. Nothing new. Now, he throws in the following. Did you see that in the Sefer Yashal? You had it in front of you, the Sefer Yashal. Was that there? This distinction? Some garments are miskapsim mehera. You don't remember. It's a very long piece.
Yeah.
So, what number of Sefer Yashal was it? Whatever. You look it up in the back of the Skel Kachidush, you find the number. Okay, look what he's saying, a chidush nifla. Some talk of troch from Habakkuk Shalanu, so we can say pshat. Godim sh'ein mislav de mehera ken Shalanu. What's he saying? If you have a garment, shiosda, kibuso, you put it into water, presto, put it into the water, it comes out clean. Then it's awesome. Either case of going to the river? No, like our garments. Our garments, you put it in water, won't get clean so fast. Now, you'll have to look on the internet to find out what kind of garment is cleansed quickly when they put it into water, and what kind is cleansed slowly? I would say it depends on how thin or thick it is. At least there's one criterion. Maybe the material to make it is another criterion, right? People talk about linen garments, and talk about wool garments, and cotton garments. Perhaps we'll see later on, maybe on Sunday also. Excuse me. What kind of garments do Rishonim have, they give examples, here there are no examples, of what's miskabes meheir, what's not. There's another terrace. So now, if you look at Tosis here and there, there are four terutzim to the question. How do you walk into the water? One is you're walking with clean garments. Two, it's derech lichluch. Three, it's limited to leather. And four, depends if it's a garment which cleans quickly or slowly. The Gemara is cleaning slowly. And then Shriyasa Kibusim, it cleans quickly. So the total of four terutzim. That's without kavanas. You mix kavanas in, which we saw in the Sefer Truma, for example, and you get other permutations. Maybe any of these four can be put together with kavana in any direction. So you need it to ask the daraisa. You need dafka not to be matter with the rabbanas. That's how we read a Sefer Truma, or other permutation thereof. So there's another. That's okay. Fine. Now, at long last, let us give away what we wanted to say from the beginning, which is to say for Yerei. That is the Ein Loma. Oh, we're in there. We're in here. So, who is that? Is it Sefer HaMitzvah has a special category here?
Yeah, Sefer HaMitzvah.
Okay, is it right?
Yeah.
Before the Rambam? Yeah. Sefer HaMitzvah, Lefar Sheyem. Sefer Yerei. Because prominently. Okay. Not sure which is the right one. Yes, Shabbos goes to all Lamentas Malachas. Now we have to look for Malabin. I asked you to see Malabin. We're getting close. Here we go. Hamalabin. Zorak, Rava says in Zvachim, Zorak Sudo Lamayim, Chayef. Why? Shriyas Begat Zel Kibusa Ulimuno. Quotes the Mishnah Kufman Beis. This beautiful Chazara. Kar Sheshla of the Shlesh as he can't have a smart with a dry rig. He shall or leather. Nosun Lamayim at Shatikla Lamanu shall a Begat lo yitan Mayim to Shriyas Zel Kibusa. With Lotoni Letero the Shal or. The Cloud the Chol Mili. To lo have yor, also lo says lo mayim poshet. Shamati the farish is the re, lo mitzvah nisinas mayim lo bez shleshes, ain a nearest. To the milsa the rav and the katani zorab suda be mayim chayev lo katani le shleshes poshet the gemara. I want to say the shleshes. Urcha the milsa katani should be welcome the shleshes. No, it's the mayim. So Rabbi Osa is arguing with the re. Sure. For the tani need the maram is tovelas. Think they are. You have to go, here it is. Ein Loma, his is Yesh Loma. The Nidig, what? Who ever heard of wearing leather? Rabbi said, go on your computer. In the days of the Talmud, I mean, the Indians wore leather garments, no? I don't know what the cowboys and Indians, but they wore leather garments in Talmudic times? So the Tosfos said, it's crazy. Maybe the Iranian had a better contact with the Native Americans somehow. They knew that they were wearing leather clothes.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Somewhat.
There you go. Foolish. Talmudic times. Time of the Gemara. That's you want to call it 1700 years ago, whatever. Whatever the tenth, they wore leather in the Middle East or the. Okay.
I can't get too much information.
Okay, but at least it's a possibility. So we shouldn't think that the. That the rain was that far off. Okay. Watch that. It's amazing. Umaskina bezvachim. Afila ba'or. Shikshik in kibus lo. Anything short of actually. What's shikshik? Watch this. This is shikshik. You're rubbing, right? Anything short of that. Mutta ba'or. He quotes the Bahag. Afila below the shleshes. Also lost its mayim ala begat. Watch this now. This is a very strange passage. The Bahad says it's also even without Ulish Leshes. And what did he write? B'chein Kosev. This is his proof. He nafil chamra al levusha b'shabes. Wine fell on your garment on Shabbos. Ashtu lemishte lemaya. Lamarabah perkdam chatas. Hilkach tzorach lizar Shlodosis mayim ala beged ben shal pishn ben shal tzemer. Period. How did he see in the Bahag his yisod that even a garment which has no dirt on it, it's still also. The Bahag referred to a case where wine spilled on your garment. That's not dirt? How did you read this, Yerain? Those are sort. Let's chazer again. He found the Bahag proof at his point against the reading. What's that? What did he write? Enough of Charma Levusha B'Shabbos Os Mishle Maya, because it's Shurusa Kibusa. Period. That's a raya.
Yeah,
There's wine on it. What's the raya? Wine is not considered to be dirty. You go and pour wine. Go to someone's house. You know, and there's a beautiful linen white tablecloth with no Shabbos plastic on top of it. There's a canoga in certain places. And he'll give you some wine for kiddush. Just spill a little bit. Oh, they'll kill you. Why? They have enough in the Bahag. It's not dirt. Enough in the array. That's not dirt. What's going on over here? On Sunday we'll come back to answer this question. It's an excellent question. So bottom line is, be careful. Don't put water on a beged, pisht and semer. I feel the yada mitupachos b'mayim merubin. Sir, so you can't have been begged by Shemayim and Reuben Aleim. Ula ribu mayim le yadad the shiurun. Nizkach min akashu kshalem roche tzadah b'shabah shiizra gamayim al yadav. V'yanar b'koach. Kodem kinucha b'mab of a begged, Rabbi Osai. Question. Why is it awesome with mayim and Reuben? You read the Iran carefully. Why is it awesome with mayim? Why? I'm asking you, why? What's the reason? Help. What's the reason? Three words. Shriyasu da kibuso. That's all he said. That's what he's talking about. Unless that's using a leather towel. I never heard of that one. A leather towel. I never heard. It's the Poshup Shara Bosai in the Urayim. Distinction between Merubim and Muwatim. Not sure the Shir. So you just get rid of it as much as you can. And then it's mutter. Why is it, and why is even that mutter? Why is anything mutter? Say shiyosu kibusa by the tiniest bit of water? Do you or don't you? We're not exactly sure why. That doesn't know what the shiur of ribu is. Ad kan the array. Now we had before the Sefer Truma, he had a different distinction of Osai between Merubim and Muwatim. He discussed the same thing. If you can find it, please let me know. They have a whole new story about Zai. A Gzeira Shem Yisrot. Where's that Gemara of Gzeira Shem Yisrot? Where's the Gemara? I think it has to be a Gemara. We didn't make it up ourselves. Where do you find the Gzeira Shem Yisrot? Where? Tell we've been discussing Rabbi Osai. We've been discussing Issa of Libun Mamsh. It's over here. Kidarminon Perik Eluk Sharim Poga Amas Hamayim. You're walking, you bump into an aqueduct. You can't step over it. Also, my timer. Ilan Apas Mamaya. Also, Lidei Srita. So what's he saying, Rabbi Osai? He's saying, is a gzera shema yischot. A whole new story, Rabbi Osai. It's not libun mamish, right? It's a gzera shema yischot. Okay? A gzera shema yischot. Now, when it comes to a gzera shema yischot, comes to Sefer HaTrumah and says, Ulegzeira Shem Yisrael Dekal Lemechash, Kevan She'en Kiyim Ma'at Shemaneach Guf Av Yad Avisadin. That's what he says. A small amount of water, there's no Gzeira Shem Yisrael, as opposed to a case, we're going to bump into a, take a look, Kuf Yud Gimel Medbeis, to the top. Kuf Yud Gimel Medbeis is six slot on the top. If you're why? The last narrow line. So here's Xer. Shami Yischot. There I understand very well the Sefer Chumu. Distinction between Rabbim and Miyad. In that context, it's self-explanatory. Self-explanatory, Rabbos, that we understand very well. Okay? Fine. So now, Rabbos, I just showing you some of the sources, some of which we saw before, some of which are a bit new. Oh. So at the end of the shiur yesterday, we mentioned the Shulta Giborim. And the Shulta Giborim has a kasha. He didn't hold the shtickle Torah that we just said before from the Siv Chaim, that Kiskuse Sidra is somehow unique. Because our Girsa in the Gemara of Kuf Mem, it's important to know there are two different Girsas. Our Girsa on Kuf Mem and Aleph says that Sidra is awesome. Next one. Sudilokami boiling. Okay? Now if you look carefully, boy Miravuno partially clearing. If you look at the old Zvada Gemara, Zion, who partially li isura, Kenu Bitzfus Yashan, Uberosh, Umachoko Marshal. Okay? Took it out. Aynsha, let's take a look at Marshal. In the new Gemara, they have the Marshal divided into the Hagos and the Chidushim. Presumably, this is in the Hagos. Kuf Memem and Alf and Hagos of the Chok Mashlom of the Marshal. See what he says. Why do you take it out? See it? I guess wrong. It's in the Chidushim. The last Chidush. In Marshal, Chok Mashlomo Kuf Memem and Aleph, who partially came to Lama, v'nimchak li Yisura, ze'ena mi Gemara, ala mi Pirish Rashi, v'harbe mefarshim Pirshu lehatera, v'aran diakein midikam astama, who partially v'sula v'chule. Let's take a look on the Ran. This is the Ran that's on the Mar Makomus. I don't have my Mar Makomus in front of me. What page is this Ran? Oh, I found it. The Ran is on page Kuf Samach Aleph or Nun Chesam and Aleph, the old ones. Take a look. Rashah refers to this other Girsa. The Garcina, the Gemara, the Tibor, the Mar Sudra, Sudra Lo Kami Barley, the Barmanera of Ahuna, partially the Tishli, the Mar, Kuf Samach Beis, the Sudra. There it's different. This is the period there. The Lekaske Sudra Osu. Ulekaske is Ketun Toshori. Prem Posse the Rambam's out. The Perikh of Beit Mikhil Shabbos, Halacha Yuzayin. Varayim is Al Hisigolov. Because of the Bein Sudra, Bein Cholub Mutter. Shkenu Dasa Rifzal. Because of Kemet Neshalo Kosa, Rav Alpha Sizal, Hodu Sudra Klau. Left it out. The Nire, what's the Gemara? The Hemish Hemish Forsh Vizaran. The Ravuna Poshet Lei Bisudra Lehatera, not the Yisura, Lehatera. Afilu Hachi Mistapka Lei Bekutanta, the Dilma Mevzi Tveik Olude Chivra. Afilu Hachi Poshet Lei Lehatera, yeah. Lisha Dimar Daikachi, Darmina Deboi Mene Ravuna U Poshet. What's your? U Poshet Lei, Agamar has Poshet Lei the Yisura, and the that goes to Tzunin. When we the Gama stand with Poshet Lei, Mashmer the Poshet Kerav Chista. Lekula. Fainanami Damin and Stama the Timsha Lelamami Sudra. Dili Sura Kamar. Came in the Rabchis the Sharma Kitunta. Lohavel Amma Stama the Timsha Lay. And the Machit Kaship Pashti the Adali. Teretz is in the side at the Gears of the Sura. But if you don't have the Gears of the Sura, give me a letter Tera. So keep yourselves. The Ran explains the great length. Okay? Fine. So the Shulta Gibarim has the Kasha. If the Rosh had the Gears of the Sura, then why is he answering? Excuse me, why is he being matir and kuf mem zayinim and aleph menar me'ovak shalav, only tal? So in the Sivchai would answer very poshut, that it depends on, is it has this new characteristic of mechadish, make it brand new. Okay. But if you don't know if that's Shikul Torah, and we know the Shulti Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah did it, because the Mishnah Berurah had all those chumras, if you remove the stain, whereas the others would disagree with that chumra. So what do? Open up to the Bi'al Lachar Rabosai. Shin Bei Sif Aleph. He discusses this directly. He quotes the Shulta Gibar. Take a look. Yesh Orav Daslanar. Mashim Lashon Ramo. The Ledea Rishon of Mepharsha Enyim B'dir B'tal. Tosef Shita. Les Mazafi Lui Surah. Het the Gamar. In other words, the Gemara comes and says, Chayef. You could have said that even though Tosef argues in Rashi, at least be Asa B'dir Rabonim. No, but since the Rambam says Yesh Olsur, Yesh Omer the Olsur, because those things actually had to go, not just not a Doraisa. Reason for Shulta Gibor Mishahiksha Al Mashkaz and Marosh Al Pirush Rashi Talonah Hiro Talon Yemi Alfa Yerush Shaiq. Well, even if there's no water, Lo Harosh Biatzva Pasak the Keskuse Sudra Olsur Bechein Pasku Atur Veshulchanor Bekaman Tzipeh Neishu Bechav Letzach Tzchoba Bekam Alav. No water. Masha the call alude chibra based in Shia Hasser. Hoka post kulin lo shach libe bi ofar. Va mai alude chibra hu. Den we chavim ben yuro le tzatzech. Habega shechosh haktor opnei ofar sholo vakam le shono. Of the shulta gibori. Vili nira sisa heli gibi alocha. Da koch ok lo dami klal le chuli alma. Hayin yon le katskusei sudra. I feel like it's rashi. Why? Yilav hachi. Halosham mechalkina, lo mechalkina, klal, Ba'abeged, and that kuf mem, no distinction is drawn whether it's a black garment, whether it's a white garment, whether it's a new garment, whether it's an old garment, whether it's makbid, whether it's not makbid, u'b'chol gavni aser, as opposed to here in our sugya, u'b'chol behedde b'gemar, lo kapit shor l'chatchila, chen b'chibri v'sumki, if it's white or red, ba'kocha b'shut d'minyaneinu, ein ha'osa shum pulas, here in the Gemara Rabosai and Avkuf Mem Zayin, he's not doing anything. What's he doing? He's just shaking a little bit. Shaking is nothing. Those said, like this. The whole of the lavdimus alunus ala beged, also the whole gavne vim kain the pizza nicha filu the shiris a rush batur hamechaber come on the sipain and the sosu mahadadi no steer the mechaber over here in sif aleph holds all these also by tal by obligatim butul just to shake it, whereas the rabbit in sipain it's also hayotim he calls it now feel the dasa matirim who davka beena also shun pula klal. That's what we spoke about yesterday. It is Gara according to the Sikhai. Because the Kaskusi is making it white, new, and here not. Ubechomine beged aser, fine. Ad kana bosai. This is what the Bi'al Lacha says. Okay, he answered the Shulta Gibram's kasha in his way. In his way. That's his terence. Oh. This being the case. So he can't do anything. He can't do kiskus or girud on any kind of garment. I'm not sure if we're up to speed over here yet. Let's try again one more time. Let's show you. Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. Chiyas HaNesim. Look at this. Oh. Chazal Afra. Okay, they give you the Shabbat, nothing more. Okay, only 40 pages. So the Megillah Sefer, I don't have in front of me, he says that of course everything's going to be awesome. But he says it's not the Pashup Shah. Take a look, he says in the Sharatzian, Sivkot Mem Aleph. But the same thing appears. You have to say that the Mishnah Berurah is consistent in Mishnah Berurah, in Sharatzian, and Bir Aleph, all three. What's over here? Mem Aleph and Sharatzian. He says, the Dhamma the Malabin, Shemis Yatpe HaBegal HaGezeh, Umalabin Mamash Lohavi, Tenos Nolabmai, Rashi. But that's a dochak. It's only going to be mutter if you leave a mud stain. That's a dochak. The Taz sounds it's more correct. The Taz sounds that it should be mutter even if you leave no stain. Unless it's kisses me b'chutz. That's considered nirikim alabein. Why? Why is it nirikim alabein? Because when you do regular laundry, that's how you do it. Then you have water. Here you have no water if you're rubbing it from that side where the dirt is found. And boss, you ever try to get something stained? You put some water on, you go like this. See, even if you don't have any water, it's nirik and malabim because you're doing it from the same side you would normally do when you have water. The stain's on the outside, the water's on the would it be on the outside, you rub it from the outside. So now even though you only rub from the outside without any water, it's nirik, it's only Yosef Rabbanon. Only Yisran Kuf Mem Zayin is a special Yisran, you mecharish it. Then and only then. Oh. Proof, Rabbosai. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Yud Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Yud Gimel. One second, it can't be Yud Gimel. One second, put that back. I saw the Mishnah Berurah yesterday. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Bahag. Was it? Well, say where? You saw it yesterday. I'm finding it. Talk about someone whose clothes got dirty, and mutter, what he calls lekalef, you can peel it off, the dirt that fell on the garment. Why am I not finding it? Where is it? Which, only the Bialacha, it's not the Mishnah Berurah? Bialacha talks about the bag, that's for sure. I thought it was in the Mishnah Berurah as well. I'm not finding it. Hold on. One more minute. Ah, yeah, I made a mistake. It's Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph and Sharatian Yud Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph, Kosav Alochas Gedolos. Yoshalo Zara Pishna no Tavshalo Ksuso Muto Le Kalfo. So Sharatian Yud Gimel says, thank you. The Mubeget Chodosh Veshochor En a Mutter Le Kalfo Rak Beno Makbin. Okay. But wait a minute, Rabosa. Wait a minute. The way the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't leave a stain, It should be aser, even in a case where it's not chodosh and it's not shachar. It should be aser, no matter what. It should be aser, no matter what. Pasha pshat, see from here, that it should be considered to be mutter, even in a case where leaving no stain. It doesn't say you left a stain over here. It didn't say you left a stain. Oh, that's what he says. Having said this, now both sides, we're going to now tackle the Gemara in the Sefer Zvachim. I didn't put it on the official Maram HaKomas, but let's see it on the screen. This Gemara is the soul of everything we're learning. I didn't put it because it's quoted in some of the source that were quoted by this. I should have really put it on the original source sheet because, I'm hereby putting it on. Okay, how's that? Official. Talmud Bavli. It's worthwhile seeing from the beginning to the end because it's a. Okay, Sadi down. Remember the context. Next week's Parsha. Oh, we're not going to finish now. It's going to go into Sunday this year. When it's coming. What's going to be Sunday? It's going to be Parsha Shavua. We go to Parsha Shavua on Sunday with this discussion. Right? Because it says in Parsha Tzav, this is a blood of the chatas falls on the garment, so you have to be mechavis the garment. Sukkim. Okay? Oh. So it says in the Mishnah, Echad ha-beged, vechad ha-sak, vechad ha-or. L'meimra da-or ba-kibus hu u-reminu neskashim ha-mishnah. Hoysel of the shleshet v'kankah v'smartah. Hoysel shalor, nosel of mayim ha-shetichle. What a great kashin. Then you put water on it, it's a ba-kibus. A rabbi, no kasha. It's a machlokes. Harabano acherim. Titania, watch this. Habeged vasak mechapso. Hakliva or midayero. So according to the rabbano in Tanakama, or is not a bar kibus. Shoy. Acherim orim. Habeged vasak vaor mechapso. Hakliva midayero. Oh, but it's so beautiful. It's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbano and acherim is an or bar kibus or not. Nafkamina, Rabbi Olsen, we're discussing so far only Hilchos Kochim, right? Don't base a Migdash. Dam Chatos. Says the Gemara. Kiman Azlaho, Domer Abchia Bar Ashi, Zimin Sagin, Havik Imno, Kameh the Rav, Vishach Shechili Mesane B'mayo. What? He was washing something on Shabbos, presumably? How can that be? Kiman? Kirabon? It's talking about or. And there's no kibus. Omar Rava. Umihikal mandama or laba kibusu? Voksi, va beged o ashti o air vo kokli. Oh, it's a techabes! Look at this! Do a search. Or and techabes within two words of each other. Exclamation point. Hello, my Rava. Crow masnisin. Berakim, soft leather abosai, there is kibus. Ki pligi, the machlokas of Banan Acherim, is bekashin. Ah, is in the sagin? And it's bekashin, Rabbanan. So, if Rabbanan said the suga stopped over here, what would it come out? Rakim, abnei kibus, and kashin, the machlokas of Tanoim. Frank, Zotigabar, hoder amarova. Lav milsi the amri neku nemu le the crow the chiksimen berakin chiksimen doesn't say that. It gives a different terms. We're not going into the details right now. What's next? All right, to the next stop.
Thanks.
Ah, thank you. So we already backed out once. I have a tnan, korobuk sosos arakininu, Rabosai. What was it discussing? We had a Mishnah, the first Maramakam in the whole sheet of Makoros for this topic was a Mishnah on Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. That's how we started the sugya. What does it say? What does it say over here? It says, Mos alakar, hois alav on the car, a pillow. A pillow is hard? You don't want a hard pillow, you want a soft pillow. Korum ksosot the rakin inu utanan hoise shalor nos lemay machetichle rabbi ne shalolam Even soft leather, you can put the water on. Ella Marava, Rava keeps backing out. Kol kibus to less like kiskus, lo shmei kibus. Gavaldik, a new yisod Rava has. Putting water on something, it's not called laundering. I have Amar Avchia Barashi, Zimnin Sagiyin, Avakim the Kameh the Rav, Vishchichili, Visani, Vimaya, Shichshich in, Aval Kibus, Lo. Okay, what's the Kasha? Iberakin, Ukadivri Akol, Iberkoshin, Ukacher, fine. Practic Mayochi Beganami. Why is it over here that if it's on a beged, nachalor, you can't, you only use, you have to use a dry cloth. Now comes the Gemara's wake up call. Beged! Shriyash la kibuso! Oh! Till now we didn't know that! We didn't know that until this line. Barabba la tame, Zorak sudur la mayim chayev. Zorak pishna la mayim chayev. Pishna la sudur of a kibus. We're not going to the Zerah Pishna right now. Kibbutz, Klar, but this is in brackets in the Gemara. Fine. Now watch. Okay, so far so good. Dorish Rava. Rava is a bank player over here. Mutal lechabes minol b'shabes. Shich shachin, kibbutz lo. Watch now. Rava's already backed out. He's backed out once or twice so far. Once for sure, right? Hoder Amar Rava. Okay, now watch this. Ha the Ruki Rama Amara Levedarish. Dvoram Shamaik Lefnechem Tosem Biyadi. They said it's wrong. From Kachamru, Shich Shuch Mutter Kibus Asa. Here's a big question. What was wrong? Everything is wrong. If only this was wrong. What do Rabbi say over here? Rabbi had a new member over here. What was Rabbi's member? Kol Kibus Leske Kiskus. Lo shmei kibus. You have to have kiskus. Now he says no. Kibus also without kiskus. What's kibus without kiskus? There are three levels, right? Shichshuch, kibus, kiskus. Shichshuch means you just put water on it. Shriya. Kiskus means you're rubbing like this. This is kiskus, right? What's kibus? You rub a little bit. It's more than merely immersing it in water, less than, what word should we use over here? Scrubbing? I don't know what word should we use. Scrubbing, maybe? In between is laundry. You just rub it off without scrubbing it. Rub, not scrub. Scrub is more than rub. That's the way, but we're going to assume for the moment. Are both sides shot so far? Good? This is the sugya on daf. Welcome, Tzadidah. Now, having seen this Gemara, Rabbosai, the Bir Halacha has an incredible pshat in this Gemara. It's a beautiful pshat. We're going to see it together. Sif Tes. It's going to take us a while to go through, but every word is worth it. The Mechaber writes in Sif Tes, Mut Aliten Mayim Al Gabe Minel L'Shach Shecha. He's putting the water on, that's all. You know what? Let's see the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah. It's called Lamates Hakdama. Hinei kei levayros tivayel shnei sifim tzorach lahakdim Hakdama k'tzor k'tana v'zui. Hamalav ben ube avas malachas. Believe in shad ben b'tzema ben b'pishna b'kol shaminim shidagan l'slabim. Believe in mikri b'chol dava shaderach shatem shatem ha'pishna slabim ha'ilei zeh. Skip bracket. That's out. Base. Hamachabes begodim is told us malavin. Can I sofna? Shasitam tzorach kibus. This is Rambam sheet. Well, then the kibus shayach oros orakin. Right? Who said so? Zvokim tzadi dalin. We saw it. V'yeshar pekoshin. That's the acherim. On the bottom, the shultas pass like acherim. Believe it or not. Acher shkili ben oros l'begin. Dibba oros. Lo mikri kibus ad shir kibus gavim. Uvi begodin, kaimala, shiyos and mamayim zuhi kibus and chamish and mechabas al shat gadim lavan al shat zvuhim. Ok, Okay, kosu kol apostle nun gimel. Ule pele ala rambam. Shelo hetik bilchel Shabbos memra de rava zorak suda lemayim chayim v'tzarech iyun. The pele the rambam. Left it out. Why? Perhaps we'll see today, or not today, Sunday. Right. Now gimel is what we spoke about until now. There are days for poskim. Some say only it's about lichluch al beged. Even hushka makas levisha is not called lichluch. All right. If lo shem bechamsa mamish, so it's meh. But he says also shows shem yovel l'schitna. That's sukin kufik in levex. Yes, Amrim. This is the Rebbeinu Tam. Even though there's no lichluch, he still says shows a kibusa. Derech kibus, not derech lichluch, as we saw. Yesh machmirot. Who is this? This is the Yireim. Shoyimayim Merubin. Afil shu derech lichluch. Amina shu'asu kibuso. All the gemaras are made only by or. So therefore, if you wash your hands, you want to wipe them, you have to shake all the water off. Okay? And he's saying, if you say shu'asu kibuso, even if it's derech lichluch, even with no dirt, no matter what, you get rid of the water, excess water, you no longer say shos like kibusa. That's the pashut shak. What? How do you have a drop of water? Ad kan yakdom. Okay, this is the easy part. Back to the mechav. Mutalit in my malgav in minol shach shecho. Just leave it there. It's called shivshem. Avol the kapso, and it should be shav shape tzido al tzido. Kederach hamachav since the mishnah brura to Rashi and Zvokim. Yeah. Osur, Rabosai. Osur. Osur. This is Mishnah Brura Memal. Miloshon Zeh Mashma. This Stam Kibus. The Mino. Afilu Yisur Aleko. That's a Mamish Mekaskes. Be'alocha says, and others disagree. Only about the Shichshuch. Only cleats is okay. Cleats, you're using a wood. That's not considered laundering at all. And look at the Nalef as well. We're not up to the Nalef at the present time. Abu Bega Sheshalov, excuse me, that's also a complete kibbutz, says Mishnah Berurah Mem Beis. V'chiyuv einam eika, the kibbutz shayach af ba'oros. Orach poshup shah. Okay, adka. Not a bi'alocha. Rabbi, so the bi'alocha goes to town, and it's very long. Be patient. We're going to go through a little bit, one thing at a time. Avo l'chav sanim shavshu. Din zed the kibbutz b'mino lo habikim al yidei shivshu. V'masha omimim v'zvog v'zvochim. It's on your screen. Kol kibbutz d'les b'kiskus lo shmei kibbutz. It's on your screen. Line 2, Rabbi, say it's on your screen. Always good to see it in the Shas. Call it an accurate. Hi, Rav Chiya Barashi says, Havakim the Kamei Rav is Shachshli Vesani, Shichshuch in Kiskus Lo. Where is it? We have the Gersa Kibus Lo. Ah, that's the wrong Gersa, he says. Should be Kiskus Lo. Call it Rav. Hi, Hashem. Upirish Rashi. Links. Right, let's get the Rashi. See it inside. Right? We'd like to see it inside. Before you see the Belach. Rashi. Kiskus. Look at the side. Mishav shev tzido zeh al tzido zeh. Kederach ha-mechabes begodnim. Ochez ha-beged b'shtayodav. U'mishav shev. He quotes it. Sarachi in fact the behelig of Belach. The me'arif v'rash v'ramba mashma. Let's go back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Seven on the screen when we need it. Okay. Rif Rosh Rambam. Mashma the kibbutz below Shivshuf. Gam Kein Osa. Why? The Rif Peperek Tolin. Lohevi Kal Emma the Rava Kol Kibbutz Lesva Kisa Loshma Kibbutz. Hetik Stama Yidich Memma the Rava. And this is the Mishtofa Suga. Kibbutz Bemin Al Osa. Chena Rosh. Don't trust him. Look inside. Look inside, Rabosai. Take a look inside. We'll see the Rosh. It's closer. Rosh and the Perek Tolin. Give a look, Rabosai. Come on. Look inside. It's 100% right. I'm not, 100% right. Look at the very last Rosh and Perek Tolin. It's on page Pei Gimel in our print. End of the 20th Perek. He quotes the Gemara Garcini in Perek Dan Chadas in Tzvachim. Dorash Rav and Butl Lechabes is a middle. I have Zinin Sagin, have a kind of the Rav, I'm a six of the minute money, but my six of in Kibus Law should be really Kiskus Law. How do we Rav about that dash to us if it tells to be Adi? Six of Mutter, Six of Kibus also. Never said about Kiskus, not a word, not a single solitary word, nothing. And the Rift the same. So the Pialach is bothered. How come they left such an important piece of the Gemara? What a great kasha. B'chein a Rambam per chaf alef lo hiske klal lo yekiyim b'kiskus kiyim stas on the kosa b'minel osa l'chapso. Ice against the Gemara kibus lo kiskus lap klumu. We don't find that rubber backed out from this. What did he back out from? Did he back out from this? What did he back out from that? Fandir on his daiti. The Rambam is sure anyway. Because in Zvachim you get an impression. Or Koshe, Ibar Kibusu, Machlokos Rabbanon Vacherim. Rambam passed the Nichols Masak Rabbanon, Skarabbanon, the Koshe Labar Kibusu, Greda Badam Chadas. The Kah Nichols Shabbos saw some tomorrow, but Mashma, the Enchiluk Bein Rakim Vakoshim. Let the Mishnah ask the Kashim. It's true. Nichols Masak Rabbanon. He had a Kashim, it's a great Kashim. How come in Uchash Shabbos no distinction between Rach and Koshin? Beyond Mashiach, they had different character with Dvorah. The Amper Koshin, they show you to Kibbutz. The cause of Min of the Sandal, Sandal Koshu, Rashi with Chalitza, Rav and Sosa, the Reatzma, Stephen Rambam. What about all Koshin? In Uchash Karbonis, he says it's not Bar Kibbutz. Uchash Shabbos says it is. Okay, nearly Bira Dvorah Ukach. The Rambam, Havi, Dinzed, the Kibbutz, the Min of Osir, the Perikhof Allah ben Ashvusin, the Nukhus by the Rabbonans. Mashu Sovadu, the Isa the Rabbonan. Aye, Rabosai, it says in the Gemara Rabba, Kol Kibus, the less Bokiskus, Lo Shmei Kibus. Line 2. Lefia Maskana, Hainu the Inyan, Kibus, the Raisa, Kibu Adam Chata Shav. Kibus without Kiskus, Rabosai, is with respect to Dam Chatos, Ava Midrabbonon on Shabbos, Osir Av below Kiskus. Where do you get it from? The Gemara said, Doresh Rava Rabosai, Mutu Lechabis Middle B'Shabbos. Rav Papa says, Ay, Shich Shachin, Kibus Lo. That's the proper gear, sir, Rabosai. Here it should be Kibus, here should be Kiskus. It should be Kibus. Rabbi says, I made a mistake. Shich shich mutu Kibus asa. Not Kiskus asa. Kibus asa. Stam Kibus asa. Apollo Kiskus. The Gam Rabbi, the Sagadai, the Lahad, the Lachatkhila, the Korcha, Haina below Kiskus. The Bekiskus ain't Svar Lahatir. The Stam Minel, who Ben Rachman Koshe, Mosh Rol Alla. Uberat Vada ain't Svar Lahatir, Kiskus Tchuli Alma. Rabbi Ozel the Tamei Damaliel, Kibus Flo Kiskus Lav Klumu, some of the Buddha Lagamri. Kiskus Lo, Mashmud Eno Ozel the Kiskus. Oh, Rav Papa, no. Rabbi only about the Shich Shuch. Mishnah, no, so my Mashmud Tichle. Kibus Viodai, Mashmud Ozel, Kalpon Midrabon about the Lo Kiskus. And he backed out. I made a mistake. Only Shich Shuch is Mutter. Oh. So the Rif only quotes this, didn't quote Kiskus, because the Rif is only talking about Chiyuvim, right? It's not worried about Chiyuvim, it's Osir, it's Osir, it's Osir B'Rabbonim, even without Kiskus. And now here's the Wapa Chiddush, Lo Hevi L'Chalik Ben Orach B'Koshe, why? It's the Rabbonim and Chiluk, because the Mashu Nidiri Rav and Rav Papa, Lo Chilku B'Zeh. Here Rav and Rav Papa discussing this issue over here, Rav and Rav Papa, look, Rav and Rav Papa having a dialogue, no discussion between them about or Kosher versus Rach. We forgot about that whole Gemara before. Because the Rabbanan even Kosher Nasser. Vigam. The Lavachi have a Levi Rabban who can remember the day because why did he say he made a mistake? Just said, my Kosher is Mutter. Ulama Tosim Yodi. Chen Kosher Rambam. Gam came. Kafil Sandal Shu Kosher. Shich Shuk Mutter. Vikibur Tosim in the Rabbanan. That's why it's in Perek Chaf Aleph. And the Rosh and the Turb. Kibur Tosim in the Rabbanan. Without Shifshuf. Rach and Kosher all the same. Easter Rabbani Yesha feel the kosher. You get an impression from the Mishnah Berurah. Even if you have two positives, it's both kosher and only kibbutz without kiskus, it's still also with the Rabbani. It's also two positives, two negatives. Even two positives, it's still also with the Rabbani. I think Rabbani Saka Dadach is over that feel of kiskus mutter bekoshin le Rabbani. That's Aaron. Even kiskus. That's a half a minute of rabba. There's no Easter Rabbanim at all by Shabbos. It depends upon Dab Chatos. Okay? So no Kibbutz Arise. It's Mutter, that's Rabba thought. For the Maskana of Rabba, Rav Papa showed him that Kibbutz below Kiskus, even with the rice, it's nothing. Also with the Rabbanim. So when the Chab and Kosh and Iraq and all of us with the Rabbanim, calls a Nichlal, he said, toss and beyond everything. Everything's a toss. Not only is this a toss, Rabbosai, not only is this a toss, Mutal Chabas, Middle B'Shabas, but the whole Rach and Kosh is also a toss. It may be right on the level of Doraisa and Dam Chadas, not in Hilchos Shabbos. That comes a whopper chiddush. It's a bigger whopper. Brackets. He's so scared to say he put it in brackets. He loved the Mistapina, would be afraid. Havamina, Milsa Chadati. Lefia Maskona, Choza Rova Gamimada Mibresha Sugya. The kibbutz for Lukiskus for or less for Isur Daraisa. Maybe even this is not true. Maybe even this is not true, even on the Daraisa level. Why? Lefi Mashachidish lo Rav Papa. Shich Shich in kibbutz lo. Yesh be kibbutz Isur Daraisa Gamkein. That's also Tos Biyadi. The kibbutz Levadish Isur Daraisa Gamkein. Only Shich Shich is okay. As opposed to a Begin. Even Shich Shich is Yisra Daraisa, Shos HaKibuso. I, why did the Rambam put it in their abundance? Mashakola, the Rambam din Kibbutz, or Perek Chafal, the Ma'ad in Shvusin. They were saying that's a Daraisa. So Shorotza Lichlo, Gam Sandal Shul Koshe. Ubo Lesbis, the Kibbutz Daraisa, Mashal Basak, the Masak Abonis. Ishmiyona, the Alkol Ponim, Yisra Daraisa, the Yeshmuse. The Rayoso, Dilavachi hoya lola rabba the taras you I hear because you said before, but really in a chinami we need to daraisa. Wow. It's against Rashi. Rashi is kosher. You need to darabon in his leka. But lemaisa ein nira lahava feel the percussion. Kol rishonim anal sus for the isav of the chilka mazeh and the shul is passed like a cherim. So therefore, after you mach me, Rabbi will say, he's even a shash of a doraisa. So says the Bir Allah. Bir Allah. What's his riot? Could we be a riot to this? Yes! He wants to say in Haggah that kibbutz without kisses is doraisa. Comes in Megillah Sefer with a riot from a left field. Hilchus Maisa Karbonis. Yeah, Hilchos Maisa Karbonis, of all places, Hilchos Maisa Karbonis, the Rambam says a few things. The Bialocha quotes Hilchos Maisa Karbonis, he paskins against Acherim, Rabbosai. Let's look at Rambam, we're not afraid, this is our last Maramach for today. Rambam, where's Rambam? Is there Rambam? Is there? We had Rambam, no? Rambam.
Yeah.
Where's Rambam? Oh, Hilchos Maisa Karbonis. What is this? What? Oh, here it is. Hilchos Maisa Karbonis. What parak? Who remember? What parak was it in? Ches?
Parak Ches, yeah.
Take a look at parak. Watch Rambam. Let's talk to the Rambam. What he says? Chatas, you have to kibbutz b'mayim. Right? What's the puzzle next week's parasha? These are the beged. Echad beged, vechad orach, vechad asak tun in kibus. What's missing, he says. What's missing is kiskus. How come no kiskus? The Megillah Sefer, you see from here, that the even the Haggah is correct. Not only is it also with the Rabbanan, it's considered to be kibus not with Oraisa. Otherwise, have to mention kiskus. I love that. Oh, that's a tremendous chum in the Rambam. But tune in next week for the tremendous kula in the Rambam. Want to guess what it is? Want to guess what it is? I'll tell you, just keep you, I don't want to keep you in this total suspense. We assume it's a double pashut, Rabbi Osai, that Triyaso Zeo Kibusa, right? That's the kasha of the Shara Tien we saw before. The Pelon Rambam! He didn't mention Zorak Sula Lamayim Chaim, it's a Mefurshi Gemara. It's a Mefurshi Gemara, we just saw the Gemara, Mefurshi Gemara. Rabbi said it, right? What did Rabbi say? Triyaso Kibusa, Zorak Lamayim. Maybe at the very end of the day, everything is a mistake, including what? Shriyaso zeo kibuso. We don't pass in that way either. Wow. Either because it's Rava backed out from it, or because it's someone who disagrees with Rava. Talk about a chiddush lekula. You have so many chumras today. At least you go into Shabbos with a hope for a kula on Sunday. Tell the fellows to come on Sunday. They didn't come on Thursday. They should come on Sunday. So the cool of the Seattle Shema. I both wish you all a good Shabbos, and on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem Shir the regular time.